Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. You've seen what's going on since this communist coup began over 10 years ago. In the beginning, you didn't feel it. In the beginning, you didn't see it. In the beginning, you didn't know what it was. Now you know. Now you know we've been had in a rigged election and Donald Trump won. And they're taking away your vote and my vote. And they're setting us up to be ruled by the Communist Democrat Party. I'm going to open up with a patriotic tune, and then we'll come back and we're going to talk about all of the outrage that's being perpetrated against the American people. And it's time to rise up. Politically.
Thank you.
as he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. Somebody had to die to free the slaves, and it was a white man. There were blacks that were in the military on both sides. The New Orleans National Guard, or Home Guard, were all black, and they were wearing Confederate uniforms. And recently, I saw an elderly black man in a Confederate uniform standing in front of a statue of a Confederate soldier. And he wasn't going to let anybody, and he had a Confederate flag, and he wasn't going to let anybody take the statue down. And nobody has the right to take that statue down, because they didn't do anything to deserve to fight against it or under it. And therefore, they don't count. The only thing that counts is the people who died for what they believed in. And communist terrorists don't count. It was really sad. I'm watching documentaries on the Civil War because I didn't pay much attention to the Civil War when I was in high school. Yet how important it was. And I think back then when I was in high school, it was the 100th anniversary of the Civil War. And they had a big to-do about it. But I still didn't pay attention to it. But now I'm paying attention to it because I can see we can lose a country and we can have another Civil War. And there's a couple of things that people don't realize about a second Civil War. So hang in a second. I'm going to get a piece of paper that I typed up tonight and I'll read it to you. So I'm watching a Civil War documentaries. How many million white men fought to free the slaves? How many million white Confederates fought for states' rights? Gettysburg buried 30,000 white men in one day. Only 6% of Southern slave owners fought in the war. Most Confederates were sharecroppers. When they got to Gettysburg, the first store they went to was a shoe store because many didn't have shoes. But they had the spirit of America. 11 states, once our brothers and sisters, are now fighting us over what they believe in as we fight over what we believe in. Here's the dilemma no one is paying attention to. You watch these Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these radical communist groups getting tons of money from big business, from George Soros. Why are they spending this money to agitate a population of 40 million blacks in the United States? What is 40 million blacks going to do up against 266 million whites in the USA? If 133 million run away from a fight, 133 million are left to fight. Do not let white communists use you to be cannon fodder by stirring you up to take the bullet. The communists play the men of color game, hoping to shove Latinos into the ranks. This will not fly this time around. Why? Latinos are Cristo Rey people. Viva Cristo Rey. And they have nothing in common with communist stooges. Just ask the Cubans. Just ask the people down in Venezuela. They've been told to raise rabbits in apartment houses for food. The last thing any American wants to see is a phony politician, and both sides have a lot of phonies, standing on the bodies of gunned-down Americans, crying for justice out of bullet range, promising to unite his party over your blood. There is no better country to be in than this one. Ask the Indians, when they are asked, And you know what the answer is? The country that has the fattest poor people. So, how many blacks in China? If we fall, who's going to take us in? Those who divide us will enslave us. How many blacks in China? 4? How many blacks in Russia? 6? All our agencies are infected with coup d'etat people. The smaller the government, the safer the people. Just look at the FBI. Once the most revered institution in the country, now it's rated below the Mexican police. The communists destroyed the image of J. Edgar Hoover. They wanted his name removed from the FBI building. Time for a freedom enema. Only Trump served the people. Both sides, plus the communist media, hated him. He ruined the big communist con. The Repuppy Party has too many rhinos. All must be replaced. All. Want to see how many politicians hate this country? Go to YouTube. Click on Flag Burners of Record. 40 days before 9/11, you're going to get the shock of your life. You'll see Joe Biden voting to burn the flag. You'll see Mitch McConnell voting to burn the flag. It'll make you sick. I think 47 senators voted to burn the flag. Go to YouTube and get a look at that. Spirit of America Party radio show and book, and I'll be back with a tune for you. You know who I feel sorry for in this country today? I feel sorry for the young people. They have no idea what's coming. They live in another world, man. I also feel sorry for their parents who scrimped and saved and sacrificed so they could shell out a tab for college. And after junior or sis get their diploma or their degree, they're going to come home and the parents are going to get a communist as a surprise. Because I'll tell you something, colleges ain't worth the money today. Not unless you're taking up a science or a service. Forget about it. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say about socialism. Nobody gives two shifts. So, having said that, I just want to wake you up to the fact that the draft is coming back in 3 years. Oh, you're not going? That's what you think. When two MPs show up with sidearms to bring you to Fort Dix for your basic training, you're not going to have a choice. In 1914, the German army was on the outskirts of Paris, and the French decided to have a draft. And you know what they did? They threw everybody they could find in taxicabs and sent them to the front, and they fought in suits and tuxedos. And that's what's going to happen to you if you don't wake up. 1 billion Chinese run 10 miles a day during bayonet practice. China has already threatened Japan with nuclear warfare if Japan gives them any trouble. You don't threaten Japan with nuclear warfare. Japan is the masters of the first strike. They sunk the entire Russian fleet at Port Arthur. And they gave us a shellacking at Pearl Harbor. Sad. Very sad. They're the masters of the first strike. You don't threaten them. Like Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big nuke. And that's what's going to happen, man. We're going to get a wake-up call, and you're not going to believe. And the draft will come back in 3 years because China's getting very belligerent. And they're looking at Taiwan. And if they make a move on Taiwan, the whole world gets involved. They have no choice. If they take Taiwan, what makes you think they can't take Australia, Philippines? Think about it. You won't be able to go to the islands, the Polynesian islands, because they'll all be occupied by Chinese troops. And the Chinese got plenty of troops. So, hang in a second and we'll have a few laughs. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, which was written during the time of Little Bush, I have an article, a message that was written by a submarine sailor. I think we lost 33 submarines in World War II, never came home. And this submarine sailor in his article is saying, you know, I don't hear the bells toll anymore. That's a ceremony that the Navy has for ships lost at sea and for men who died in battle. And they toll the bell and maybe call out the names of the ships and the names of the men. And he's saying, I don't hear it anymore. And he's describing his crew, his buddies, the guys that worked in the torpedo room, the cook. And it's very touching, you know. So I'm going to play right now the Navy hymn in his honor and the honor of all who sacrificed. I don't like the fact that one Iranian fisherman captured two Navy boats and their crews, and the machine gun mounts had no machine guns in them. And I believe they were ordered by the Pentagon to surrender to Iran rather than create an incident. And then they would negotiate through the back door to get them back. You're not going to be able to do that forever. So, and General Willie Vanilli attacking Trump, that's no way to build unity in the military. And play the race card? What are you, sick? Okay, so here we go. Navy hymn.
Thank you.
And here is a rule of thumb that you can take to the bank, and that will keep you out of trouble when you're in a bar. Never talk about the following three subjects: politics, religion, and branches of the service, because the Marines will beat you up. So, I'm going to look for a closing tune. I wish we could have covered more. I got a big opinion on drugs. You know that the Congress is now making money on marijuana. They're getting all kinds of money pouring into their so-called war chests to promote weed. Chuck Schumer is now a pot salesman. Yeah, no good will come of what they're doing. None whatsoever. 65,000 Americans are already dead this year from ODs. Nathan Hale went to Yale to be a minister, and he changed his attitude and became a spy for Washington. He was betrayed by a cousin in New York. He was hung in an apple orchard, which is now Penn Station. When he was in the provost marshal's tent, he asked for a Bible. He was denied. He asked for paper and pen to write his mother a goodbye letter. They gave him paper and pen. And after he was hung, the provost marshal tore up the letter to his mother, saying, "No one should know the courage of this young man." He was 18 years old. Nathan Hale went to Yale. One Sunday ago, 100 Yale students OD'd on fentanyl on a Sunday. Look at the progress we're making. And you know what Nathan Hale said? "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." So I'm going to close with the Star Spangled Banner. I apologize. This is a vinyl record. It's got 47 scratches in it. But think about this. Each scratch represents 8,000 men who died in World War II. I think it was 4 million men that went overseas, and they never expected to come home. They felt they were going to make the ultimate sacrifice. How's that for bravery? And what do we got today? Crybabies. Crybabies. Did you see the three crybabies that testifying? They were Capitol Police. One guy was so big, nobody could ever bring him down. He's wimping out, playing the race card. Come on. We haven't got time for this nonsense. We got an epidemic to fight. Communism. And before it gets us, we got to get them. Hang in there. As we get to know each other more and more, you'll find out that I'm big on doo-wop 50s, and I'm big on Latino sounds, Latin jazz, Brazilian music, and I like mostly musical melodies. You're going to find out we have a lot in common. And the one thing you never want to do is lose your country, because ain't nobody taking you in, man. They're going to put you in a pit. And if you there are people that don't believe that, all you got to do is look at history. Georges Santayana says, "Those who ignore the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them." And Cicero said, "The enemy within is to be feared more than the enemy from the outside, because he pretends to be one of us, but he's worse than a murderer." A couple of things I'm strong on: patriotism. My first chapter in my book is the most important: drugs suck. And the only way you can beat drugs is never do the first one. And they all laughed at Nancy Reagan, but it's the truth. If you never do the first one, you won't have to wrestle with the second one. And abortion. Abortion is national murder. planned slaughterhood is a death camp. And God created life, and only God can take it home. And every kid that gets destroyed has a soul. And the soul goes to heaven to report to the Lord. And then they wait on the doctors, the lawyers, the politicians. And that baby will testify against all of them. You cannot take a life. I often say, when the sperm penetrates the egg, that's jackpot. That's three liberties straight across. And the founding fathers did not have an abortion program. They took everything that God gave them. So, having said that, we're going to jump to our closing tune. And I told you, my Star Spangled Banner has 47 scratches in it, 8,000 men per scratch. And there's two things about my Star Spangled Banner. The drums start slow and low, and then it builds to a crescendo. It's like the ocean's roar. And just remember that this is the cast of World War II that's playing these bugles and instruments. And I told you, they didn't expect to come home. Harry Truman saved 1 million lives with 2 A-bombs. And the communists will tell you that what we did was wrong. But the communists weren't at the rape of Nanking or the rape of Manila. So, we fight to win, and we are generous in victory. Nobody else is. There's a guy out there that's been fighting communism all his life, and he does it free of charge. Not that he wants to do it free of charge, but a lot of people like to pick his brain, and they check with him because since Stalin wore knickers trend, Jimmy doesn't believe that the Soviet Union ever collapsed. It's a stunt. And if you listen to Jimmy, you can't stop listening because he'll open your eyes to things that took place 50, 60, 70 years ago to contribute to the Soviet cause. So this show is on a style of Jimmy from Brooklyn. He has some sayings that I like. When the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And you think about that. And you see what's going on in this running zoo We are living in the once great United States. And the only way it's going to be great again is we got to have great men and women. So I just wanted to give a little heads up about Jimmy. And I'm sending Jimmy a sample of my show. And who knows, maybe he'll want to come and enlighten us. So I'm signing off. This is Uncle Tom in the cabin. And you know, a lot of people call conservative blacks Uncle Toms. What they don't realize is Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom died from a whipping because he would not give up two runaway slave girls and their location. And in the beginning of his life as a slave, he saved the slave girl's life because she was weak and fragile. And the rule was, if you can't pick a full bag of cotton, you get a horse whipping. And the girl couldn't fill a full bag. So Uncle Tom, who the communists hate, gave his full bag to the girl, and he took hers, and he turned it in, and he got a horse whipping. So when somebody calls you an Uncle Tom, it's a compliment. Signing off, Uncle Tom.
That's it. Okay.
I got time to fill. So let me see how much time I have. I got the clock covered up with a end the call button, so I can't move it. Or maybe I can move it. Let me see if I can move it. No. Okay. I got some music. I'll play some music for you. This is one of my favorite keys from the 50s. And, you know, I'm going to dedicate this to President Trump, who's still president, by the way. China Joe? He's an imposter. The real president is in an iron mask. Donald Trump, I'm dedicating this tune to you. You served us well. Out for us, you used to tuck us in at night. You worked till like, got up at 8. Yeah, and you took no money. Want to hear a quick story? Trump is on his way to Atlantic City in his limousine, and he gets a flat tire on the road. And a farmer passes by, and he says to the farmer, "Could you help us?" He said, "Sure, no problem." And the farmer changed the tire for him. So Trump says, "What do I owe you?" Now here's a guy with no money, and he's responding to a guy with billions. Who, by the way, when they accuse him of being a rich brat and took $1 million from his father, he probably paid his father back. And his father, when he gave him the million, told him, "Do not get into real estate in New York." So what did Trump do? He made it all there in New York. So, and of course, anybody that's jealous of him will always have something bad to say. Somebody loves you, they only need one reason. If they hate you, they can give you 45. So what was I going to tell you? Oh, okay. Day and night, he's trying to make America great and strong. Takes no money. The farmer that changed his tire, he says, "What do I owe you?" And the farmer says, "Just send my wife some flowers." So Trump checked them out, and he found out that his house was in foreclosure. And he called them up on the phone. And the farmer came to the phone. He says, "Yeah?" He says, "Thanks for fixing my tire. Your house is paid for." You never heard that story, huh?
Oh, because you don't read the right papers. You're reading the New York Slimes. Yeah. You're watching the Communist Nut Network, CNN. You're watching nothing but communists, NBC. Terrible, terrible. Okay. So here we go. And I'm sure some GIs feel the same.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the story goes. You forgot I exist. My broken heart knows. Out of sight, out of mind. If I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my
The communists think they're going to be able to push the Latinos into the same group as they play the blacks. But it's not going to happen. And you want to know the difference? The difference is Viva Cristo Rey. Latinos are followers of Christ, not followers of Karl Marx. So that's why it's not going to work. And on the Vietnam War, popular Latino name is Garcia. There are nine of them. There are nine of them. And Gomez, there are nine of them. Latinos have been serving this country since the Alamo. And now we find out that the American communists do not like the Chinese Americans. The Chinese Americans are the backbone of the United States. They are good people. You never see one annoyed. You never see one terrorizing you. You never see, oh, grandma got mugged by a Chinese guy. That don't happen. They serve. They have a great culture, and the women are fantastic looking. And they dress unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, I could get into it more, but I don't want to. For my image. So the next tune I'm dedicating to Latinos, Mexican-Americans, Puerto Ricans, all Latinos. And the name of the tune is Above All. And I'm particularly dedicating it to the women who are married to men who serve. Cops, firemen. And speaking of cops, you want to make crime go away? Double their pay.
What do you say? Nobody out there, not one person in the country is arguing to double police pay but me. So all you cops out there, remember who's looking out for you. Who loves you, baby? But anyway, so the tune is called Above All, and it's really about Christ, because Christ made the ultimate sacrifice to bring us all home to heaven. And so it's called Above All. And some GI who died in Iraq or Fallujah, a GI who died in Nam, some GI who died in Gettysburg, some GI who died in the Ardennes, some submariner who never surfaced, some tanker that went over a mine. And speaking of going over mines, for $11 a month, you can build a house for a legless GI. $11 a month. You know, you can't feed a dog. But this Tunnels to Towers chief, he's trying to make people's day. And I'm watching the ad all the time, and I never think of contributing $11, but I finally did. I told myself, oh, what did I do? Oh, I hit this. Okay. This is Above All. You took the fall and thought of me above all.
Yeah.
sticks with the idea to stick together. That's why we're called the United States. And the goal of our enemies is to divide us. They can never defeat us if we're united. They have to divide us. So, I just wanted to clue you. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. And those who divide us will enslave us. There's nobody taking us in if we fall. Too many assets. The poorest guy here has too many assets. So I'm going to now play for you a tune that is the theme of Donald Trump, America First.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed? Who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all. Yeah, man, it's position is back in a way. Freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Okay, we all got to pull together. One nation under God with liberty and justice for all. We need more crosses and more flags.
On which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary.
Every day the communists get up to destroy the country. Every day the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU go to court to destroy the Constitution. That's not my version of day by day. I like my version of day by day.
Seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone. I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
Beautiful. We'll go Latin. You know what coco seco means? Coco seca means? Dry coconuts.
Coco seco.
Thank you.
About 5 months ago, the communists attacked a woman who loved this country, who served this country, who was an inspiration to all Americans, and she never had a racist bone in her body. So they labeled her a racist, and she was dead 40 years already. So she couldn't defend herself. That's a big communist tactic. Always select somebody that can't defend themselves and label them. Their two key weapons are assassination by lies and assassination by ridicule. So I'm resurrecting Kate Smith, and I'm defending her honor, and I'm going to ask Kate to sing God Bless America.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Of America Party signing off. Don't let the communists kick you out of your own country.